Touch of the Master's strong hand. Praise God. Well, if we got any saved folks in the house tonight, give the Lord praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is a great God. Wonderful God. God that is to be worshipped and praised. Amen. Acknowledged and lifted up. Amen. And He will lift us up. As I told you this morning, I felt such an unusual unction of the Holy Ghost. And I still feel that unction tonight. I have no idea what God is going to do.
How many believes He? With His stripes we are healed.
Which is it? That's not for me, that's for somebody. Okay. Just speak one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, God, with a great expectation. God, knowing that all things are possible, even the things that are impossible with man, are made possible by God. Lord, we agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. God, that You would move on the path of my brother. God, give him the desire of his heart right now, God. Lord, whoever his prayer is for, God, we bring it to Your attention tonight, God. Pray it for that Your will be done. God, we're asking and believing for a miracle, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it done, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, we lift You up, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Praise Your holy name. Praise Your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, it's in Your hands now, Lord. Glory to God. Move, Lord. Move, Father, in Your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Yes,
glory to
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Oh,
thank You, Jesus. Glory to
Your name.
Praise Your name.
Jesus'
praise Your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Thank You, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We have not because we ask not. Not because God is not able, but because so many times we ask not. As I pray for the leadership of the Holy Ghost tonight, and I do believe with all of my heart that God is going to set captive free tonight. I believe He's going to break the bondage that has some people bound, whatever that is. Sometimes we're bound and we don't even know it. So we don't even realize that victory is just a prayer away. You may be seated if you want to. Before I'm going to start with something, and then I'm going to read some scripture. Many, many years ago, when Sister Penny and I had made a decision to have an addition built on our house, the house that we lived in for so many years, we wanted to enclose the back and make a California room. And we looked at it and tried to count the cost, and then we had a contractor of sorts who came and gave us an estimate, and we agreed to what he had given us the estimate for, and he began to tear down the existing deck that was there and begin with some of the material that we bought to enclose. Got started, basically, and then he told us that he was going to need some additional money so that he could get some materials, and he said that he needed $2,000, in which we were very trusting, and we gave him $2,000 to get the materials. Well, time went by, and no materials came, and no contractor showed up. And for a long period of time, we tried to get in touch with him, but no answer. Couldn't find him. Couldn't get in touch with him. And then several weeks after that, if not maybe a month or two, went by. And I happened to see him uptown, and I stopped and pulled over. And, oh, he was very apologetic. He was going to make things right. There's some situations that arose in his life that he just had no control over, and that he was going to make it right. He was going to come back and finish the material, or finish, or get the material and finish it. And I tried to explain to him that $2,000 may not be a whole lot to you, but to me and my wife, it was a great sum of money that we had put into this planning. And he apologized, just said all the right things and promised, and I held him to his word, and I was so sure that he was going to come back and to finish the project. And needless to say, he never showed up. He never came back. We tried to get over it. And God bless, it wasn't a pity party. We had some brothers in the church and some other friends and family just joined together. We got the addition built, and praise God for that. And how many knows God will make a way? He will make a way. Amen. If we put him first, he will always make a way. And we got a better blessing out of it and got a better building anyway. We found out that he wasn't nearly as professional as we thought. So time went by, and you know how these things are. You push them out of your mind, or so you think. You think that you've got control over it, and you think that it's not going to bother you anymore, and you think that you're bigger than that, and God's blessed you, and the addition is built, and everything worked out for the better, and you go on and you give God praise. That is, until he and his family moved in the house right down at the end of Spring Street here, and we would have to pass his house every time we came to church. Every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every special occasion, we would go past his house. And the devil said, look there. Come on, the devil can rub it in your face sometimes. Look there. And we tried to pass and get our minds on the Lord, and asked, and it took some praying, folks. It took some praying. It really did. I'm saying all this for a reason. It took some praying. And God continued to bless, and we tried to put that out of our mind until there was a fairly new Mustang sitting in his driveway that we found out he had just purchased for his daughter. My wife was trying to be forgiving, but she said, there's where $2,000 went. And we tried to get over it. But all the time we would see that and we would remember. Can I tell you, we at this point we really wasn't holding it against him because God had blessed us, but we remembered it. Can you identify with that? Couldn't forget it. Got victory over it, but couldn't forget it. Until one night when we passed by, and I came up to the church, and the first thing that I did, I came down to this altar. And I said, Satan, you are not going to get my victory. I believed as a Christian I had forgiven the man. I even said that if I saw him on the street, I wouldn't ask him for anything. I would just tell him I'm praying for him. But even that in my spirit was a little spiteful because I couldn't really let it go. I knew I should, but I really couldn't. And I came to this altar and I began to pour it out. I began to pray, God, you have already blessed me. You have already made a way. We got better than what, in fact, if he had done the job, it would have probably been a terrible job, and we'd probably end up having to pay more than we actually did. Brothers came together, and all it cost Penny was she fixed them dinner every day that they was working, and I got to enjoy that too because she don't usually fix dinner every day, but she was fixing dinner and feeding them, and we were really, really blessed, but it was gnawing at me, and I knew that it was difficult to get behind the pulpit. It was difficult to preach forgiveness. It was difficult, amen, to think about that I wanted victory in my life when every day I had to pass, or every time I came to church, I had to pass his house. So I came to the altar, And I began to ask and plead God, Lord, take this away from me. And can I tell you, that night, as I began to say, Lord, I do not want something like that to steal my victory. God, you have brought me too far. You have blessed me too much. You have made a way when there was no way. I am not going to let this little thing begin to seep into my life and cause me, amen, not to have the victory that I need. I left it there at the altar. And can I say that to this day, my wife and I have not had any animosity toward that person. I hope the very best for him. I hope that they got the very best that God can give them, because I was able to leave there what had burdened me for so many months. In fact, it even went into a year or two. But I was tired of that thing gnawing at me. I was tired of that thing reminding me every time that I got into the pulpit. And even though I thought that I had forgiven him, even though I thought that I had placed that in my back, out of my past, they kept rising up until that night God lifted that burden from me. And I can tell you tonight, if he walked in this church, I'd hug his neck and I'd tell him what I thought, amen, was something that happened against me, turned out to be one of the biggest blessings, amen, that God has ever blessed me with. He told me and taught me how to forget those things and how to put them in the past. And I said that for a reason. Because as I told you this morning, God began to speak to me and said, there's people in the church that are saved that don't have victory. Now, we know we got victory in Jesus. Can you say amen? If you believe that, give the Lord praise. But I certainly am not trying to be offensive tonight. I'm certainly not trying to be a busybody. I'm certainly not trying to say anything to offend anyone. I'm just trying to relate to you what God has spoken to my heart and spoken to my spirit. And I believe with all of my heart, tonight can be your night for a breakthrough. Tonight can be your night that you can get that wonderful taste of victory back in your life. I know that you've struggled. I know that you've tried to put it behind you. I know that you've tried to rise above it. I know that you've tried to carry on like nothing is wrong and nothing is bothering you. But still there is something, amen, even in the most inopportune times, it rises up in our spirit and begins to gnaw at us and begins to come against us. And if we're not careful, Satan begins to put a little bug in your ear. Oh, you're not really saved. You're not really born again. You're not really changed. There's nothing happened in your life. You're the same old person that you used to be. And let me tell you, folks, slowly but surely, that'll drain the victory that God has given us. But I'm here tonight to tell you that the same God that delivered me at this altar, I can almost show you the place where I knelt down. I can believe I can put it within a couple of inches of where I laid or knelt down, and I gave out all to God. I said, Lord, I'm not going to let it get my victory. I want my victory back. I need my victory back. Church, you need victory, especially in the day and hour that we're living in. If you have your Bibles, go with to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Glory to God. Verses 1 and 2, and then I'm going to drop down and begin to read in verse number 12. Again, from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, beginning with verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse number 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many, somebody say that means me. Glory to God, that means you. For as many as are filled or led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is here tonight to break that spirit of bondage. Amen. You may not even realize that you have that spirit of bondage. But can I tell you, if there is something in your past, if there is something in your heart, if there's something in your spiritual mind that's causing you not to enjoy the victory that God has given us, that has not given us the opportunity to know that we have been born again, and now there is therefore no more condemnation. It's under the blood of Jesus Christ. We ought to be the most appreciative and happy folks that there are on this earth. But if you're born again and you're saved and you're walking around and you can't forget and you can't forgive and you can't get over it, I'm telling you tonight, there's going to be a breakthrough. I don't know who it's going to be for, but God spoke and said, I'm going to break the spirit of bondage this night. I'm going to break the spirit of bondage this very night. Hallelujah. You can have victory again. You can have joy back in your heart. You can come into the house of God with your spirit lifted up. You can come, amen, with a powerful praise and worship upon our hearts. It is possible. In the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, verse number 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. If there was one thing that I could tell you tonight that will break the chains that have you bound, if there's one thing that I could talk to you tonight from the precious Word of God that'll cause you to forgive your brother, that'll cause you to forget that animosity, that'll cause you to forget those sins in your past life, amen. How many knows there is now no more condemnation by the blood of Jesus Christ? We've been washed in the blood. Amen. We've been born again. We've been set free. The old man has passed away. All things have become new. We need to live, amen, like we are new creatures in Christ. This one thing I do. Forgetting. Everybody say forgetting. Say it again. Say it again like you mean it. This one thing I do will bring me victory. This one thing I do will get me over the hump. This one thing I do will cause me to have joy unspeakable and full of glory if I learn how to forget. Hallelujah. Forgetting what? Those things. Those things which are behind me. Hallelujah. How many know that some of Satan's greatest weapons is our memory? It's our memory. Hallelujah. Some of his greatest tools and some of his greatest impediments that cause us not to really venture out in the walk of Christ that we know that we should is because of our past, and we can't seem to get over it. And we can't seem to forgive ourselves of those things. Now let me tell you something. God has not revealed unto me those things, but I believe with all of my heart, as we read tonight, many of those sitting in this congregation are instantly reminded of those things. Those things that are not in front of us. those things that we are still having to get forgiveness for. But it is those things that are behind us. I said those things that are under the blood of Jesus Christ. Those things that Jesus has forgiven us of. Whether your brother forgives you, whether your sister has forgiven you, whether anybody else has forgiven you, they are not my judge. But Jesus Christ has forgiven me, and He's washed him away, and that causes victory. Victory in my life. Amen. That causes me in the face of adversity to live up my hands and glorify and praise God. That causes me to forgive my brother who has wronged me. Forgive all of those who said anything against you. To forgive them, because they're not going to get my victory. Come on. That little thing that's in my past, it's not going to get my victory. I will not be bound by that thing. I don't know. I believe it was the anointing of God. But seemingly things come sometimes when we are unaware. But I did a little bit of purging the last week. And I know I've been accused by my daughter of being a, I don't know if she says a 100% hoarder, but I'm close. She said, "Daddy, why do you keep those things?" Well, I might need them. You never know. They might come in handy. Some of those things I got to looking at, and they was already starting to deteriorate. She has this little, if you hadn't used it, in about 3 months, you don't need it. Makes me wonder if I need to sell my burial plot. Amen. He's coming back. Amen. But I begin to purge some of those things. Brother Jim, can I tell you, I picked up some of it and it fell apart in my hands. And God was messing with me. He said, "Why had you done got rid of that?" Hello? Well, it kind of meant something at one time. It's just kind of there. Yeah, but it's a hindrance. It's contraband. It's unnecessary weight. Can I get plain with you? It's garbage. It's garbage. Christians don't need garbage in their life. Come on, we don't need contraband in our life. Amen. It's time to purge it. Forgetting those things which are behind. You want victory? Come on. A lot of people think it comes through a great revival with an anointed evangelist. And I believe in great revivals. And I believe in anointed evangelists. Amen. But they can't bring you victory. They can preach victory. They can show you the Word of God and preach about it. But victory and revival must come within you. It may come with an individual thing saying, "Lord, I've carried it too long. It's begun to wait for too long. Lord, I'm ready to get rid of it. I want joy back in my life. I want victory back in my life. God, I want to put these things to rest behind me. If you haven't forgiven me, Lord, if you have forgiven me, help me to forget those things." Let me tell you, the Apostle Paul had a lot to forget. Come on. If you read the story of his conversion, of what Saul did before his conversion, but yet something gave him Amen. The spirit, glory to God, of resurrection. The spirit, amen, of rejuvenation. The spirit of refreshing. Because he was able to forget those things that were in the past. Those things that the Lord, our Savior, had forgiven us of. And church, amen, if the Apostle Paul can do it, you can do it tonight. You can put those things to rest. You can put those things that are in the past, forget those, and begin to press toward the mark. That's the rest of what it said. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's hard to press toward the mark when all you're doing is looking in the past. It's hard to go forward for the Lord when all you're doing is bringing up things, amen, that God has unforgiven you of. You want victory? Come on, you want a refreshing? Learn to forget those things. What are those things? I spoke where somebody had done me wrong. Maybe you've got something in your past. Maybe someone has done you wrong. Let's get real. Maybe we have done someone else wrong. Whatever it is. But if we've come with an open heart and a repentive heart and a broken and contrite spirit, I believe Christ will forgive us. I believe Christ has forgiven us. Whatever it is in your past, it is the unmentionables. It is the things that you hope are never come up in a conversation. But somehow, you believe that Christ has forgiven you, but you haven't been able to release it. And it hampers your spirit. Come on. It causes you, it impedes your ability to really have a pure mind of praise and worship unto the Lord. Can I tell you that when we come before the presence of God, we're not hiding anything. We are, in fact, an open book. God knows our actions, and he also knows the very thoughts of our mind. He knows the intent of our heart. He even tells us in his word, he knows the number of hairs that are upon our head. He knows everything there is to know about us. And can I get really real with you? He knows all of that, and he loves us anyway. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. I said, he knows all those things, and he loves us anyway. Glory to God. I've had people say, preacher, I've just done too many things in my life for the Lord to save me. I said, no, you're a prime candidate. Jesus died on the cross for people just like me and you. Amen. And I believe in the forgiveness, amen, and the mercy of our Lord and Savior. But I also believe that he wants us to walk in the newness of a life with him. Quit being bound by our memory. Quit being bound by the things that we did yesterday. My granddaddy was a prime example. Bless his heart. When the Lord was dealing with him, he actually thought that he was having physical ailments. He actually thought that he was having heart conditions. And he did everything that he possibly could to get rid of that. He said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to enjoy life to its fullest. And he tried to do that, but he was still miserable until he came to Jesus Christ. And Jesus forgave him of his sins. And I talked to my granddaddy at length, and he said, son, I am not proud of my past. In fact, I did everything I could against God. I used to get mad at my wife because she would go to church. I would get mad at her because she would pay her tithes. I would get mad at her because she would go to church every time the church doors was open, and I wanted her to stay here. And she kept asking me, when are you going to church? When are you going to church? I'm praying that you'll go to church. And he said, I finally went to church just to get her to shut up. And he said, I went and said, on the way home, he said, I'm not going back to that church. Well, why, honey? She said, because you've told that preacher everything that I've been doing. She said, honey, I hadn't told him anything. God convicted his heart. Amen. But he saved his soul. My granddaddy hadn't done all those things that God would not forgive him for, because God did forgive him. And he, not only did he forgive me, filled him with the Holy Ghost, and he called him into the ministry. He started 3 churches before he went home to be with the Lord. There is now no more condemnation. Hallelujah. Those who the Lord has set free are free indeed. God doesn't want you to be bound. He doesn't want you to have those memories of the past. You want victory? Are you willing to let it go? Are you willing to let those things of the past no longer bother you? Oh, I know how the mind works. You say, Brother Eddie, it'll always be there. Yeah, but it won't always get you victory. I can still testify today about that young man that took our money. But you know what? I'm praying for him that the Lord will save his soul. Hopefully he has. Like I said, I can honestly say, and I couldn't always say that, but if he walked in tonight, I'd hug his neck. And I'd tell him it's been such a blessing. God worked something in my life that I didn't even know. Amen. I thought it was a bad thing. It turned out to be a good thing. Amen. But I don't want those things of my past to get me down. Let me tell you something. If all you thought about was your past, all you thought about the things that you used to do, it'd be really, really hard to raise your hands and glorify and praise God. It would be very, very difficult for me to stand behind the pulpit if all I thought of was the things that I'd done before Christ saved me. But I can't help thinking that there's some tonight that it has impeded your victory. And God wants to break them tonight. God wants you to have that victory that you once had. That victory that you got up that night after the Lord saved you, and you thought you could set the world on fire. And many of you did. Many of you went out testifying and praising God and glorifying God. And you know what? The devil, he comes back around. He'll leave you for a season, but he comes back around. He said, you're not surely saved. God hadn't really forgive you. You know what you did. You know you still hold animosity. You still hold anger. You still hold bitterness. If you do, it's time to forget it. Come on, how do I forget it, Brother Eddie? Because I'm pressing toward the mark. I'm not there yet. Come on. I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I was yesterday. I'm not where I used to be either. Glory to God. You want victory back. You want that life-giving source to, when you begin to talk to the Lord, that you just have a free conscience and that heart is clean and pure. Amen. Just forget those things. Give them to God. I'm going to ask our music if they would come. I believe that I've said all that God wanted me to say. I believe God wants to work. I believe God wants to deliver. I believe God wants to break some chains tonight. Break that spirit of bondage. You might say, Brother, I don't feel like it's bondage. I don't feel. Listen, if any little thing is hampering you, then you need to get victory over it. It may seem such a small thing, but it is the small things, the small foxes, come on, that get the vines, that ruin the vines, the small things that Satan comes against us. Would you stand? Play something whenever, whatever you want to sing. Every eye closed, every head bowed. This altar's open. This doesn't mean that you've backslidden and lost out with God. It simply means you're human. God knows that we're human. Amen. God realizes that we're human. And I love that song that said, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He died for you. He died for me. The blood of Jesus was shed, not because of his guilt, but because of yours and mine. Amen. But when he forgave you, he washed it away. You need to realize that tonight. Would you bring it to God? Would you bring it to the Lord? Don't be ashamed. I know what Satan's trying to tell you. Oh, you get out and come down there, people's going to think you got all kind of junk in your life. I don't care. I don't care anymore what people think. I only care what the Lord thinks. And if there's something in my life that's holding me back, I want to get victory. Amen. Thank God for those that are coming tonight. Amen. If you don't have any chains, if you don't have anything that's breaking you down tonight, then you come and gather around these that are in the altar. And those of you that are still thinking, those of you that are still contemplating, why don't you come down too? Why don't you just come? Even if there's any doubt in your heart or your mind, Lord, is there something? Is there something there I don't even realize? Is there something there that's still stealing my joy, that's hampering my victory. Why don't you bring it down tonight? Come on. Come on, you saints and elders. Pray for these tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
All over again, I'd serve Jesus every day of my life. For I found He alone can really satisfy and deliver me from all sin and strife. Yes, it's Jesus. For me, so if you're looking for life, stop looking right now, for it's Jesus that can give life to you. So just open your heart and
lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus.
Jesus lives in me. Sing it, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lives in me. Well, I'm so glad
Jesus lives in me.
I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. Sing it, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lived in me. When I was in trouble,
Jesus lived in me.
When I was in trouble, Jesus lived in me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me. Oh,
I'm so glad Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lived in me.
When I had a burden, my Jesus lived in me. When I had a burden, my Jesus lived in me. When I had a burden, my Jesus lived in me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me. Oh,
I'm so glad Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lived in me.
Oh, I'm so glad
Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me.
Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me.
I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me.
Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise His name.
When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair, you can run away and hide. Let the old man decide. You can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me. And He'll take the pain away. Praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. Just praise His name. have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. Greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name, the battle's not mine,
said little David.
Lord, it's Thine.
I'm in Your favor.
I've given it all to You. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad You've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to You, Lord, it's Thine. Little David, oh so small, odds were just too high,
poor little David.
So he shook off all of his load. But with the power of God he was clothed. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to You, Lord, it's Thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's Thine, I'm in Your favor. I've given it all to You. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad You've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine, I give it to You, Lord, it's Thine.
Now
little David, unafraid,
yes,
before the giant he stood that day. Seems to be the end.
Poor little David,
just like the lion,
yes,
and the bear he stood.
Glory to God.
Oh, Goliath will come down too, for the battle's not
mine.
I give it to You,
Lord, it's Thine.
Now little David, he stood tall, and now Goliath seems so small. Sweet victory had reigned.
Poor little David,
cause he gave the battle to one. With the record for getting things done, he said, the battle's not
mine,
I give it to You,
Lord, it's Thine.
The battle's not mine,
said little David.
Lord, it's Thine,
I'm in Your favor. I've given it all to You. I knew not what to do,
and I'm so glad you let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus.